Oh, yeah. Man, that is such a tight band. That is just, I wish I had a chance to see those guys in person, because they are just so smooth and so tight and together. Could just imagine what they would sound like in a nice big hall, wooden hall with some echo to it. It would probably just be incredible to hear that sound. The High Toppers there, doing one called the Dancing Polka. And right before that, the Rosemarie Polka. And then a little waltz medley before that. I believe it was the Headache Waltz and Four Horses. Before that, the Happy Travelers doing Bergvagabunden Polka. I think that's right. And then, like I said, the Mysterious Fritz and his polka band doing some very rare, I think these are off of like a little shellac disc. Actually, I think they're actually home recorder discs that Thomas Dernan came across at a pawn shop somewhere. The Mike Polka, and before that, the Hasli Steppen Polka. And then before that, like I said, a couple from Der Kleinsteins, the Egerländer Waltz and the Blauaugen Polka. And so that's that little segment. We're going to continue on now. A few more. Let me see what I've got here. About, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in a row again. Feature some more of those fine New Braunfels bands, the Jubilee Polka Band, Roy Hoggs, Little Fisherman, and the New Braunfels Village Brass Band. So, hope you enjoy these songs. Here's another one. A little Czech music here. The Huntsman's Waltz, done by the Jubilee Polka Band. Thank you.
You can't marry 10 pretty girls. There were 10 pretty girls, and I'll tell you this, that the boy's biggest thrill was to steal a kiss. But it doesn't mean a thing playing kiss in the ring, 'cause you can't marry 10 pretty girls. Now 5 were blondes and 4 brunettes, and 1 was a sunny little redhead. The girls grew up, the boy left school, and at 21 he wedded the saucy little redhead. Oh, that one pretty girl at the village school. Here's what she taught the boy at the village school. Kissing girls may be fun, but your heart picks on one, so you can't marry 10 pretty girls. I am there, I'm everywhere. First I'm over here, and then I'm over there. I am here, I am there, I'm everywhere. Let's all play hide and seek. Apples, peaches, pumpkin pie, who's not ready, holler high. Let's all play hide and seek. Apples, peaches, pumpkin pie, who's not ready, holler high. Let's all play hide and seek. Bobby's here, Larry's there, Dwight, he's everywhere. Roy is over there, and Donnie's over here. Jamie's here, John is there, Victor's, he's everywhere. Let's all play hide and seek. Apples, peaches, pumpkin pie, who's not ready, holler high. Let's all play hide and seek. Apples, peaches, pumpkin pie, who's not ready, holler high. Let's all play hide and seek. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Nothing beats a great brass band. I mean, I just love, you know, being a trumpet player, just love that brass band sound. You know, there's a lot of great Czech brass bands. There's a lot of good German ones, too. And especially if you ever get a chance, you know, on like the 4th of July or, you know, a Wurstfest type of deal or an Oktoberfest deal, to hear a really good brass band out in the open, you just cannot beat it. I mean, the sound is just so fantastic. Well, that's the New Braunfels Village Brass Band there with the Walzer Potpourri No. 1. And before that, the Lustige Gesellenpolka. Sure, I'm butchered that. I'm not up much on my German. Before that, a few by Roy Hogg's main group, The Little Fisherman. Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie. And then, of course, a little dance tune, 10 Pretty Girls. And a waltz before that, While You're Away. Or also, I think that is... Oh, gosh, I had it in parentheses on the CD. I can't remember. I think that may be... the Maybe Yes, Maybe No waltz, but I can't remember off the top of my head. And like I said before, that's the Jubilee Polka Band. A couple of live songs from them, Ayasam and Happy Go Lucky, mixed together in a polka. And then the Huntsman's Waltz. And you're probably noticing quite a few live pieces in here. Some of these bands, that's the only way I could get any of those recordings, is from the, like I mentioned, the New Braunfels Polka Leaders Association, which consists of Roy Hogg and several other members. They do a polka festival down in Braunfels. I believe it's the second weekend of February every year. It's a full weekend, a Saturday and Sunday, all day long, right there in Landa Park, where they have Wurstfest every year. And it's a big deal, and they made a few CDs. I know in 1988 and 1989 they recorded the bands and put out compilation CDs. I don't know if they've done any since then, but anyway, like I was mentioning, some of the live recordings have come from those CDs. And if you want more information, I've got a link up on the text page to the New Braunfels Polka Leaders Association, which lists all the different bands, how to get the recordings, what their schedules are. It's kind of a neat little deal for all those bands to kind of band together and have one website. So anyway, check out the website if you'd like more information on any of these bands. And we're going to get back into our final segment. A couple more bands, starting things off with Oma and the Ompas. And you usually get a chance to see them every year. They've been playing over at the Deutschenfest in Pflugerville, which we've played at the past 3 years. So we get to see them every year or so. And a nice little band. I think it's just three, and maybe even just be three members. Bass, drums, and accordion. I can't recall. It's either three or four, but nice little group there. So we're going to start this last set off with Oma and the Ompas doing Indenbergen Polka. Mm-hmm.
great police sign. Don't need big burgers if you don't mind.
Pumpkin pie, who's not ready? Holler, I. Let's all play hide and seek. I am here, I am there, I'm everywhere. First I'm over here, and then I'm over there. I am here, I am there, I'm everywhere. Let's all play hide and seek. Apples, peaches, pumpkin pie, who's not ready? Holler, I. Let's all play hide and seek. Apples, peaches, pumpkin pie, who's not ready? Holler, I, let's all play hide and seek. Alex Ibarra on the alto saxophone. Let's all play hide and seek. pumpkin pie. Who's not ready? Holler high. Let's all play hide and seek.
Thank you.
All right. The Swingin' Dutchman out of New Braunfels doing one called The Hare's Schmears, or us Czechs probably know it better as Clover by the Water. But one of those unique kind of tunes that I've heard different nationalities of bands play, but they call it different names, but it's the same song. So the Hare's Schmears polka there, and before that, the Swiss Valley Waltz. Both of those by the Swingin' Dutchman, and before that, a few by the Seven Dutchmen, the Lichtensteiner polka, of course, Saturday Night Waltz, and then yet another version of Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie. Before that, we had yet another kind of mysterious band that nobody seems to know a whole lot about, Paul Bartsch and his Twilight Orchestra and the Falling Leaf Waltz, and I think that's from an old Sarge 45 that Thomas Dernan had. I'm trying to remember where I got that exactly, but I know I did get that from Thomas. I think that's on an old Sarge recording out of Luling. And then, like I said, we started that off with Oma and the Ompas, one called Indenbergen Polka. So, there we go. There's our look at New Braunfels and the New Braunfels area, San Antonio, Bernie, out into the hill country. Next month, I think we'll probably maybe head over to Lavaca County. Lavaca County or Fayette County. I haven't made my mind up yet, but we'll kind of start moving a little farther east. But hope you enjoyed it. Like I said, it's try to give you a little bit of info and hope maybe give you an idea as how some of these bands kind of relate to each other coming from the same general areas. So we'll be back next month with yet another area of Texas that we'll look at. And a couple of things I want to mention right quick before I get out of here. First of all, I didn't even realize this until recently, but coming up next month in April is going to be the 5th anniversary of this polka show. Originally started out in April 1998 as simply the Dance Hall Boys Polka Show. The very first one hosted by John Andruszek. It was a mere 30 minutes long. I think it probably had 5 or 6 songs in it, if that much. Eventually evolved into Czech Melody Time, and then now into, you know, Czech Classics then and now. But in honor of 5 years of being on the internet, and honestly, people, let me tell you, 5 years is a lifetime on the internet. I honestly cannot think of hardly any polka shows that were out there at the time. I know the reason I started this show was there was a guy up in Wisconsin who was doing basically the same thing, recording his own shows out of his home and putting them on the internet. And I thought, you know, that's kind of a neat idea. And I was checking around. I had AOL at the time and noticed that AOL was giving out free web space. You know, you get like 2 megs of web space for screen name. I said, well, shoot, that's, you know, you get like 4 screen names. That's, you know, almost 10 megs of space. Could probably put together a little show and put it up there. And this show has been through so many changes just in the way it's formatted, the way it's done, its actual location. It was on AOL. I moved it to GeoCities. Moved it back to AOL, finally got our own domain name. So, I mean, I can't even count all the number of changes that have gone through this show in the past 5 years. But, like I said, in honor of being 5 years on the internet, we're holding a listener appreciation contest. And this is just for you guys that are out there listening. I'm not even going to release this to the mailing email list like I usually do. It's strictly for all you fine folks out there listening to the program right now. Drop me an email, dennis@czechpolka.com. That's the email address. Tell me you want to enter the 5th anniversary contest, and I will put your name in the running. And honestly, I'm not even sure what the prizes are yet. Basically, what I'm looking at is first prize is probably going to be three, you have your choice, either 3 past Czech Classics that are now broadcast, which would consist of 6 CDs. You know, we're talking probably, you know, 4.5 hours worth of music. Any 3 past broadcasts, you pick which ones you want. or you can go into my music library and pick 6 albums of your choice. Any 6 albums you see there, I'll copy them for them and send them to you. The second prize is probably going to be 3 albums or 1 past broadcast. And then I also have just some random stuff here, some CDs that I made and wound up not using, some duplicate copies of some Dancehall Boys stuff that I had remixed, just some various CDs that I don't have any use for anymore that I'm just going to throw in as grab bag presents. So if you don't win the first or second prize, you still may win a prize. I'm just going to pick the first 2 winners, and then after that I'm going to throw everybody's name in a hat and just pull names out at random, and you never know what you're going to win. So anyway, send me an email. I'll take emails up until April 1st. April 1st will be the deadline to send your entry in, dennis@checkpolka.com. Just say you want to enter the contest, and I'll put your name in the running. Secondly, since we are doing New Braunfels music, I want to let everybody out there, if you don't know already, about a great new website, More Texas Polka Music on the Internet. It's German style. It's by Roy Hogg and Clarence and Etta. Those 3 guys used to have a show down on radio station in New Braunfels forever, and I think the show itself was going on for about 52 years, and out of the blue, station just decided they wanted to make a change and didn't feel the German show fit in with their priorities or their schedule or whatever, so they dropped it. And Clarence Scheel contacted me, let me know that their show had been dropped, and said Frank Kubina had forwarded my name on to him and asked for some info, and basically I helped them set up their site, and they've got a brand new polka show on the internet, and the address is www.nb, for New Braunfels, nbgermanmusic.com, and it's great. They do a new show every week, hour-long show every week. They archive. Currently, they've got 4 weeks' worth of shows up there, an entire month, so as opposed to me, which, you know, I'm lucky to get a show out every month and a half, they do a new show every week, and it's very professional, very well done, a lot of great music, so I definitely invite you to go check it out. And so that takes care of that. And lastly, just on a personal note, I like to thank everybody out there who sent cards and emails to myself and my family over the past month or so. For any of you that may not have heard, my younger brother, I guess, well, I've got 2 younger brothers. My middle brother, Joel, was killed in an auto accident on January 27th. He was hit by a drunk driver. And it's been a crazy month or so since then. It's kind of hard for me to just even get back and do this show. On one hand, I've got a lot of stuff I've got to help my mom take care of on Joel's behalf, so I'm kind of trying to worry about all that stuff, and then I swing the other way, and then I try to worry about other stuff to keep my mind occupied otherwise, and things get lost in the shuffle. I've been wanting to do this show a lot sooner than I have, but just haven't had a chance. So I'm finally getting around to do it, but I didn't want to thank all of you out there for your kind words. I certainly appreciate it. And I've got a webpage set up for my brother if anybody is curious. I'd like to know a little bit more about my brother. www.checkpolka.com. Just the main website, then /Joel, J-O-E-L, /index. And that'll take you to it and give you a little more info if anybody's just curious. He was a great guy. You know, I don't even know if I even realized how much of a great guy he was. He was. I miss him, but have nothing but good memories. You know, and that's the only important thing. So, everybody take care. You got somebody you love, tell them you love them. Don't put it off. Whenever you see somebody, talk to them on the phone or whatever, just make sure you always let them know how you feel about them, because you never know, maybe the last time you don't even know it. So just luckily with my brother, we always had a great relationship. Obviously, kids fight when you're brothers, you fight, you know, but on the whole, especially past 10, 15 years easily, nothing but good things. So we always, you know, I don't have any regrets, but like I said, just you got somebody out there you care about, make sure they know it, because it'll make you feel better, it'll make them feel better. So gonna get on out of here now until next month. Leave you with some new music here from the Vrajels. Just got a brand new CD from them, their 50th anniversary celebration here. And this is a track off their new CD, one called The Band Leader Polka. So, till next time, everybody take care. We'll see you down the road, getting ready to record that new album and start playing again. So, be looking for us down in the Costa next month and so. And we will see you somewhere down the line. So, until then, everybody take care. Bye-bye.
Co muzikantům dá, mě ji taky zahráli, ode mě nic nevzali, protože mě kapelník má rád. Mě ji taky zahráli, ode mě nic nevzali, protože mě kapelník má rád. Muzikanti hrají zvesela, kapelník se pěkně usmívá. Jak tu polku začnu hrať, všichni budem tancovať, tancovať a zpívať do rana. Jak tu polku začnu hrať, všichni budem tancovať, tancovať a zpívať do rana. Co muzikantům dá, mě jich taky zahráli, ode mě nic nevzali, protože mě kapelník má rád. Mě jich taky zahráli, ode mě nic nevzali, protože mě kapelník má rád. A muzikanti hrají zvesela, kapelník se pěkně usmívá. Jak tu polku začnu hrať, všichni budem tancovať, tancovať a zpívať do rana. Jak tu polku začnu hrať, všichni budem tancovať, tancovať a zpívať do rana.